The new workplace. The COVID pandemic showed us how much we value human interaction. Although working from home was a necessary solution during that time, some people think that online meetings are no match for a shared workplace experience and human connection. Others agree that physical presence in an office space is not necessary. Many good things came out of the pandemic, one of them being how we view the workplace. The new workplace is mobile. Employers and employees have realized that many people can be just as productive, if not more, at home. And now that the office is open again, many people are still at home. Research has shown that people who spend at least some of their work week out of the office have higher workplace satisfaction, job commitment, and engagement, and are more innovative. A hybrid model has become the new norm, where employees spend some time at the office and work from home for the other part of their work week. The new workplace also has more focus on health and wellness. Before 2020, workers' desires for a healthy workplace were not being met. During the pandemic, people began to prioritize well-being, learning to take care of themselves and keep themselves healthy. As they came back to the workplace, they wanted this focus on health to continue. Therefore, employers are feeling pressure to prioritize physical and psychological well-being by offering flexibility and healthy spaces at work, whether it be outdoor workspaces or fitness opportunities during breaks. The new workplace strikes a balance between open spaces and privacy. The open space concept, where employees work collaboratively instead of having their own private offices, has been on the rise for years. Although open spaces have been associated with higher performance and a greater work experience, the noise, lack of privacy, and the inability to remain focused are detrimental to this concept. It is key for companies to work on a better space allocation that still allows for collaboration, but also gives employees the option of private spaces to work in. We have learned that working completely from home or spending 40 hours in the office does not necessarily bring out the best in everyone. Employees have realized what they want and need, and employers have learned that achieving workplace balance is key to productivity and healthy, happy employees. Hopefully, this new model is here to stay.